You're listening to Rising Sophomores Podcast. My name is Jaden, and I'm here with
Deja.
Oh, no.
Brianna.
Addie.
Today, we're just going to be talking about some questions about what we like in our personal lives. Okay, Deja's going to start off with some questions.
Okay, for the first question, Jaden, what do you hope to be doing in 10 years and why?
I hope to be in some type of professional football space and world. I put a lot of time in my life into football, and I want to go to school to study like the analytics of it and just something to get into the workforce if I don't make it with my talents and abilities. So yeah.
Okay, tell us about the person you look up to the most and why do you look up to them?
If I had to give the basic answer, I would say my mom, but even though I look up to her, I'm going to say Jaquan Brisker. He is a NFL player, and we are from the same neighborhood, and he's really an inspiration to the youth of my neighborhood because he made it out the tough times and hard struggles, and he put the work in, and he's giving back to the community now as he made it in life. So yeah.
If you can transform into any animal and be that animal for a full day, what would you pick and why?
I'll pick a parrot because now I can only be in tropical places. I like being in tropical areas, and I would want to fly. Flying is always cool. And I will like scare people. So like if they say something to me, I would repeat it back loud in their ear, or like fly past them and repeat a word. Yeah, that'd be pretty fun.
Where's the farthest you've ever been from home, and what was it like there?
I've been to the Caribbean. I've been to the Bahamas, but I also was in the Dominican Republic. I don't know which one is farthest from Pittsburgh, but I know it was pretty fun, nice and tropical. It was hot. It rained, though. That wasn't fun, but it was pretty cool. The water was clear.
If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go and why?
I want to go to Jamaica because the culture and just the atmosphere is something I want to explore. And yeah, thank you.
Now Jaden's going to ask me the questions.
Okay, tell us about your favorite food. What is it and why is that your favorite?
Okay, my favorite food is chicken nuggets because you can just never go wrong with chicken nuggets. And it's just chicken nuggets.
Okay. what is your favorite holiday and why?
My favorite holiday is Christmas because it's a couple of days before my birthday and you just get double presents when your birthday is near Christmas. And you just get to spend time with all your family.
Tell us about your best or worst holiday experience.
My worst holiday experience was a 4th of July a couple years ago because I had got hit with one of the fireworks. So now I'm lucky scared of fireworks. And yeah.
So when, like, how did that happen? Were you lighting the firework or, like, someone lit it towards you? Just tell me more about that situation.
Someone lit it towards me, and I wasn't paying attention. So I got hit with it. And, I stay far away from fireworks now.
Was that person, like, a family member, a friend, or just, like, somebody random?
It was a family member, but they didn't say that they were lighting it. Like, they just lit it. And then, yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, so as a rising sophomore, we're getting into the age to where we're going to have to start, you know, picking what we want to go to college for, a career. So what in the future, what do you see yourself having a career in and spending the rest of your life doing?
In the future, I want to be a lawyer because I like to debate and I like to find facts to debate. And, yeah, how about you?
I want to be an athlete, but I do like debating a lot. I like when in school, I like debating against people, even just in arguments. I always feel like I want to win the argument, and I would go to a lot of lengths, a lot of research. So I would love to be an attorney to where, like, get somebody out of trouble, you know, like, try to persuade my way. I also like that as a career.
Next, we have Brianna asking Ronell questions about his life and his career.
Okay, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to, like, have a business. I'm not too sure, like, what I want to do, but I'm looking forward to being an entrepreneur in the future.
What got you interested in, like, creating your own business?
Seeing, like, things around me that, like, people that have their own businesses and how successful they are. I want to be at that type of success.
What are three things you would want to have with you if you were stranded on a desert island?
I would definitely bring some, like, supplies that I would be able to make a fire with and have shelter. So I would probably bring maybe like a tent maybe and something to hunt food with and something that will have me survive longer.
Do you think that you could like actually succeed on the island and like build it up?
Possibly if I know how to go through my resources and find out what is best for me to do. I will now be asking Brianna questions. What is something you've lost that you wish you could get back? What would you do with it if you still had it?
I lost a necklace that my great-grandma gave me, and if I still had it, I would probably wear it or keep it somewhere safe.
Tell us about your best or worst holiday memory and what happened.
My best holiday memory was probably going to Detroit a couple years ago. I went with my friends and we stayed in an Airbnb and we had lots of fun. We watched the fireworks because it was for the 4th of July. And I met a lot of her cousins and family members and I felt like we really grew closer. So she's now a lifelong friend.
What do you want to do as a career when you're older?
I want to do surgery because I feel like I always wanted to learn about like how things work and how things come together to like help us function and live.
So what's your favorite subject in school? Like what do you think is like the best subject?
I wouldn't say it's the best, but I do like biology and the sciences because I like to learn little facts and figure out why things are the way they are. And now I'll be asking Addie questions. Addie, what do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be a doctor.
What made you want to get into the health field?
I just want to help out people and make them like feel better.
What kind of doctor do you want to be like? Do you want to work with kids or older people?
For me, it doesn't like really matter in what age they are.
You said you wanted to be a doctor to help people. How would your best friend describe you? Like, what do you think they'll say?
I feel like some of them will like say like I'm helpful and funny.
And if you had to pick a song to describe your life, what song would you pick and why?
I would probably pick Welcome to the Jungle by one of my favorite bands, and I don't know why.
What band is it?
Guns N' Roses.
Okay, Brianna, I got a question, so like, if you want to do surgeries, like, I know there's, like, a lot of, like, mental, like, health that goes into that. So, like, if you're doing a surgery and say it fails or something, like, do you think that's going to take, like, a big toll on you and, like, kind of make you not want to do that type of profession anymore?
I would say no. I've been told that I react less than, like, other people. So I don't think I would be not too worried about it. Like, obviously, that's my job. But I wouldn't be as affected by it than someone else. If you weren't like an athlete, which field would you get into? Like, would you be like a physical therapist or?
Okay, if I wasn't an athlete, I would kind of want to be like in the field of it. Like, you know how like if there's a game or something, you got the people in like the booth, I would probably be one of them. But besides that, I would probably want to be like an attorney or something. And I like arguing, so something like that. But I never really thought of anything outside of being in the athletic world. So
about your 4th of July incident, was it a big firework or was it like one of those small ones and it was just all over?
It was a firecracker and it did pop my leg. So it's just the principle of like me getting hit by the firework. That was the whole problem.
So like, was you like mad at that person or like was you like targeted? Like, did they have like something against you? What did you do? You stole their cookout plate? Like, what happened?
After I wouldn't say I was mad. I was in pain for a little bit, but then I was like upset at the fact that I did get hit, but I didn't do anything. It was just they set it off and didn't tell anyone. Yeah. Everybody's okay now. Everybody's okay.
I feel like a firecracker is not that big of a deal though. Like, you was trying to make it seem like they were sending El Diablo at your leg. Like, it wasn't that big of a firework. Like, I feel like I could have took that without any pain at all. I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying, you know, that you're like soft or nothing, but like, I could have like, we do that for fun, so I don't know.
Oh. I mean, I'm happy that you would take that, but I was younger, and like, it's just the principle of it. It's just the principle of getting hit, and it's like getting hit with hot grease. Like, you put something in grease and it pop you, it's gonna sting for a minute. So
yeah, did you like yeah, like, what happened? Like, you cry to your mom, you go to somebody, like, what was the aftermath of that? Like, you didn't go to no emergency room or nothing?
I cried to my mom, but again, like, it was a small pop. It was more of a it hurt in the moment type of thing. Not like I got a scab on my leg. It just hurt in the moment. Next topic. Would you ever consider being a athletic trainer if like sports don't work out?
Nah. That's too much like medical stuff. I don't like, you gotta be kind of in the health world for that. Cause like me personally, I've been to a trainer a lot. You know, I get injured, so. And I don't got the time to deal with people's parents. Like, you got to deal with angry moms. Like, I can't do it. And, you know, if I was a trainer, that I would be one of those cool trainers who, like, where players, I would get players out to practice a lot. So, like, if you just don't want to practice that day, it's a little hot, I'll tell the coach, you know, you having back spasms or something. Like, something that gets you all off of practice. But that's too much. I don't want to be in the health world. So, nah, probably not. Okay, well, it looks like we're out of time, listeners. Thanks for tuning in. This is Jaden.
Deja.
Ronell.
Brianna.
Addie.
We hope everybody has a good day who's listening to this. Stay positive, and we're signing off.